Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, November 4th, and I am your host, Nathaniel Baker. Steve Brown is on vacation today. Our top story today, no winner yet. Leading today's news, no winner yet. The U.S. presidential election has yet to deliver a clear winner, as many predicted, with several key contested states too close to call and votes still being counted across Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Georgia, and Nevada. 270 electoral votes are needed to claim the White House. President Trump currently has 213. Vice President Joe Biden has 238. That is according to the Associated Press. While many were hoping for a quick and decisive result, a historic number of mail-in ballots could be counted into Wednesday and possibly beyond. Tribute to Ellie Hoffman. Early this morning, Seeking Alpha's editor-in-chief and COO, Ellie Hoffman, returned his soul to his creator at the age of 52. A leader, a visionary, and anchor of the company, Ellie was known to all for his warmth and his smile. He started Wall Street Breakfast, as well as the Breaking News team, after joining the company in 2006, and served for several years as CEO. We will never forget you, Ellie. You will be sorely missed by all of us. Control of Congress at stake. Besides the future of the presidency, control of Congress is hanging in the balance, and in particular, the Senate, which is key to how much money will be poured into the economy to battle COVID-19. The results will affect everything from healthcare proposals to taxes and regulation, but investors are specifically eyeing a coronavirus aid package that has been elusive for months despite ongoing negotiations. Now, some of the races are too close to call, but Democrats do look set to retain control of the House of Representatives, while the GOP is poised to keep a majority in the Senate. Tech up sharply. The too-early-to-call election night does not seem to be giving tech traders anxiety, as NASDAQ 100, the QQQ futures, climbed fast enough to trigger an exchange volatility halt. Those usually pause rapid swings at 3.5%. Contracts linked to the index have since paired some gains and are now trading about 2.3% higher, while the Dow has flatlined and S&P 500 futures rise by about 0.6%. If that blue wave isn't there, then it's back to the playbook, said Charlie McElligott, a cross-asset strategist at Nomura Securities. Besides betting on the market's most enduring winners, an increasing chance of a Trump win would allay any concerns of greater regulatory scrutiny, as well as higher corporate and capital gains taxes that could hurt tech stocks in a Biden administration. Drawn out or contested result? Some market volatility additionally ensued after President Trump vowed to petition the Supreme Court about the inconclusive election, calling the process, quote, a major fraud on our nation, end quote. Quote, frankly, we did win this election, he announced in a late-night presser from the White House. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. It ain't over until every ballot is counted, Democrat nominee Joe Biden said earlier from Delaware. We knew because of the unprecedented early vote that this may take a while, end quote. Gig worker triumph. Californians have overwhelmingly voted in favor of Proposition 22, a ballot measure that would exempt drivers from app-based transportation and delivery companies from being classified as employees. The bill had essentially become Uber and Lyft's last hope to continue their operations in the state under the status quo. Now, under this new proposal, the companies will still guarantee new protections to workers, such as giving drivers 30 cents a mile driven to account for gas and other vehicle costs, healthcare subsidies for drivers who work 15 hours or more a week, and occupational accident insurance coverage while on the job. Uber and Lyft shares are rallying in the pre-market by around 14 and 13%, respectively. Pot stocks get smoked. Voters in New Jersey, Arizona, Montana, and South Dakota have jumped on the recreational marijuana train. This means that one in three Americans now live in a state where adult pot use is legal. Despite this news, a big pullback is hitting the sector. Canopy Growth, Aurora Cannabis, Tilray, and Kronos are all off by about 8% each in pre-market trading. More drug-related initiatives were also decided across the nation, with Oregon becoming the first in the nation to decriminalize possession of hard drugs, while D.C. voters approved a measure that will effectively discriminate what are known as magic mushrooms and other organic psychedelics. Municipalities in Denver, Oakland, and Santa Cruz previously passed similar proposals. China slams brakes on Ant Group listing. Suspending the world's biggest IPO may have just been the start. China is working on a bigger crackdown on Ant Group to bring Jack Ma's financial empire to heel. Regulators there are now looking at curbing credit platforms that funnel loans from financial institutions to millions of consumers across China. That's according to Bloomberg. Yesterday, Ant's offering was fully suspended for 2 days before it was supposed to go live in Shanghai and Hong Kong. This was in a dual listing that could have raised almost $40 billion. Shares of Alibaba, which owns a third of Ant, closed down 8% following the news on Tuesday. As of 7:20 a.m. today, Wall Street futures are mixed, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ, the biggest gainer so far. Shares are up about 2.7% in the pre-market. Dow futures now up about 0.3%, and the S&P futures also now up about 1.2%. Gold is roughly flat. Crude oil is up about 2.7%. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate it and review it. Your feedback is very much appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.